now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Stuart Rosenthal joins me with the Beacon Bits. This is a bit of the Beacon newspaper every week. Equifax, what happened? What exposure are we all facing?
This is a really big issue for everybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, 143 million Americans are potentially affected by this data breach.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you think that's just Americans who are like adults and who have credit cards. I mean, if you got all the kids and stuff, it's up. Most of, you know, half of America, maybe more. Okay, so you're likely included in this. And there's an easy way to find out. You go to their website, Equifax.com, and they'll say right there, you know, check, have I been affected? And you type in your last name and the last six digits of your social security number, and immediately, boom, it pops up. You know, you may have been affected, which basically means, yeah. your all of your information, your social security number, your address, your all kinds of personal identity information has been taken, birth dates, all that kind of, everything people need, driver's license number, whatever they need to impersonate you is out there.
Okay.
So you really need to find that out right away. And then if it turns out that you are affected, then they say you can sign up now for what's called Trusted ID, Trusted ID Premier. So what you do is you say you want to do this, they're so backed up it's taking a few days, and they're supposed to get back to you and say, hey, now you can sign up. And then with that, you have a few things that are going to protect you a little bit. You get credit reports from all three major credit agencies. You get the ability to freeze and unfreeze your Equifax credit report, although you have to pay for some of that. I think to freeze it is free, but then to unfreeze it and refreeze it, if you need to use it for some reason, then you have to pay for those things. But there's going to be lawsuits about this. So some of the things that they're offering may be changing over time, because so many people can be so adversely affected by this. You know, there's scam artists are everywhere. They call us all the time. They're after us all the time. And now they don't have to come after us anymore. They don't have to go fishing for our information. They don't have to call us and trick us into giving it over. They have it. They have it all.
So I've just put my last name in the six digits
as we're talking here, and
I just got, based on the information provided, we believe that your personal information may have been impacted
yes.
by this incident.
All right, you're one of the 143 million.
Click the button below to continue your enrollment in Trusted ID Premier.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have to put
more information, right.
But then I'm going to get better protection and be on. They'll essentially help to protect my identity.
Right. Now, one thing I should tell you while you're doing that, okay,
mm-hmm.
You probably have skipped over the part where it says read all of our privacy rules and whatnot. Okay,
yes.
So in the small print, what it will say is by doing this, you include a disclaimer that says you will agree not to sue them, but you will settle all disputes through arbitration. However, you can opt out of this arbitration clause by writing them within 30 days of the day you do this mm-hmm. and say, I do not want to opt out of that. I want the right to continue to file a lawsuit. Because there are going to be lots of lawsuits and there may be additional benefits from it. But by the way, by being part of this Trusted ID thing, you also, there's insurance to cover you if you are a victim of ID theft and you have expenses, which of course you're going to have to get out of the trouble. You'll have insurance for that too. So that's a really worthwhile thing to do. Just make sure you tell them that you're not opting out of the lawsuits.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, and I assumed that it didn't affect me because I wasn't using
no,
Equifax.
No, they have information
really,
on most Americans anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Read about it in the Beacon newspaper if you want to read it online today at thebeaconnewspapers.com, or you can call them to find out where you can pick up a free copy at 301-949-9766.
Right. The article, by the way, has some more information about other free services and other ways to check your credit reports. You can do it free every year through annualcreditreport.com. And then, of course, there are two other agencies, TransUnion. So you have to really cover your bases. It's not, even if you do this with Equifax, it's not going to cover all of your issues, because they can go to another credit union and get the information from them if you haven't put a freeze on those accounts too. So it's
right.
It's a big problem, for a headache for a lot of people.
Wow, fascinating.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We have other articles in the Beacon and the Money section this month, but I think we'll talk about those another week, huh?
Very good. Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins us each week with the Beacon Bits. So should you do a home inspection before you sell your home? Well, I'll tell you, you probably heard me, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, tell you don't bother doing that. It's not a good investment of your money, because you'll spend $400, $500, $600 to find out the issues with your property and get a report from a good licensed home inspector who will then, by giving you that information, put you in the position of having to fix everything, which you might say, hey, Eric, that's what I'm preparing myself for. Well, with only one or two exceptions in my career, I would not advise that, because you are now obligated to fix all those things, have paid for the information, and the buyers are going to do a home inspection anyways, and their home inspector will find some things different than the home inspector you've hired, right? So you end up paying for the inspection, paying for the work that that inspector finds, and then possibly paying for additional work. Why not just let the buyers do their own inspection? They'll find some things that your inspector, you know, may find or may not find. They will find different things. Just let them do their inspection and fix those items or negotiate out of them by a credit. I represented a purchaser recently on the purchase of a condominium in the Sentinel down off of Sangamore Road in Bethesda. And a couple purchasing, we discovered windows that had the seals broken. You're familiar with the thermal pane seal. So those two panes of window are actually sealed together, and inside the panes is a gas called argon gas, which has an R factor, which helps you to keep your heating and cooling inside rather than transferring it outside. And if that seal breaks, the inside of the windows becomes foggy. Have you ever noticed that? It seems like you can't clean the windows. Well, frankly, it's not anything you can clean because there's moisture in between the two panes. Well, this particular unit had $8,650 worth of window resealing that had to get taken care of. And the buyers asked for the seller to take care of those items plus a couple of other items. And ultimately, they're still windows that work. They just don't work the way that they're intended. Now, did the seller need to have a home inspection before they put their house on the market to know that the window seals had failed? No. Are there potentially some buyers who wouldn't make a big deal out of the windows? Sure. And in which case, if they weren't really worried about it or weren't as observant as my buyers were, they may not have asked for the sellers to replace them. They might have said, hey, I'll clean them later, or I'm only worried about two of them. But in fact, there's got to be 15 windows and doors that need to have the seals resealed. Now, resealing means you take the panes out. You don't replace the whole door frame itself. You just take the panes out. They're sealed back together again and then reinstalled. If all of those windows had to be replaced, it would probably be twice as expensive. So it's definitely better to go that way. Okay, so don't do a home inspection in advance of selling your property unless, and here's the caveat, you know that you've got a major defect. You know that there's some settlement going on in your property and you're concerned. You may recall a year and a half ago or so, I had a property where the first contract actually fell through because of a structural defect between an addition that the sellers had made to the original house. And that could have been discovered had they done an inspection in advance, and they could have resolved it, and for not a lot of money. It was a lot of aggravation. If you're aware you've got water penetration coming in, you don't need to have a home inspector come in, but have a water expert address that. If you know that you've had termites come into your property, you've probably taken care of the issue, right? And you've probably set yourself up for regular treatments. Sell the property. Disclose what you do know. If you know there's something significant, investigate it, resolve it, so when you sell, you can have a clean conscience and give the property over in a clean bill of health. Gone are the days of as-is sales where you don't have to disclose what you know is wrong. You do have to disclose what you know is wrong, but you don't have to discover all that could be wrong before you sell your property. So if you're going to sell your house, you know there's two buyers, right? The buyer and the bank. The buyer buys the house, the bank comes behind and sends the appraiser. The appraiser comes in and he says, or she says, that the home is worth what the buyer is paying, or says that it's not worth what the buyer is paying. How can you prepare yourself to get your appraised value in most effectively? Well, I'd say the number one thing you need to do is hire an excellent real estate agent, somebody who knows how to defend the value of your property, someone who can help you understand the value of the property. Even if it's more than where values have been in the neighborhood, you need a real estate agent who can stand up to the appraiser and say, no, this is worth more money, and here's why. The price is what somebody pays. The value is what they get. Have a real estate agent who can explain to the appraiser how much your home is really worth based on schools, based upon the location, the sunlight, like Mr. Feldman's property, top floor property, gorgeous views, western sunsets. There is a value there which you can get some adjustment for from an appraiser. I know, it's not like you don't own the sunset, but you do own the view, and there is upside for that. Flexibility. In business and life, what does it mean and how can it help you? Coming up in just a second. Don't go away.